I do love conditions that sound like a Harry Potter spell. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today I just want to make a quick mention of a condition with a great name that could possibly come through urgent care one day. You would think that urgent care is all about acute conditions, presenting requiring urgent attention. And in most cases, this is true, and for people presenting with more chronic conditions, we generally try to ensure that any urgent need is met, safety net the consultation, and to encourage follow-up with their regular GP. This requires us to maintain knowledge and awareness of chronic conditions, the acute exacerbations associated with them, and to be able to guide and educate our patients in a suitable way to ensure their medical needs are met, whilst all the time being mindful that we're not the best place to be managing more chronic conditions in the urgent care environment. But being able to give your patient a name for their problem and plot out a course that their journey is going to take can be as satisfying as fixing their acute issue on the day. One such condition is Moralgia Paresthetica. While it sounds like a complicated word, and one which a wizard might shout when casting a defensive spell, it actually comes from the Greek word meros, meaning thigh, and algos, meaning pain, coupled with para, meaning beside, for which we infer abnormality, and aesthes, meaning sensation. So you could tell your patient they have abnormal thigh sensation pain, or use the much more impressive Moralgia Paresthetica. But what is it? Well, the name gives it away, really, but Moralgia Paresthetica is an abnormal sensation, often with burning pain, to the lateral thigh in the distribution of the lateral cutaneous nerve of thigh, also called the lateral femoral cutaneous nerve. So symptoms are felt in the trouser pocket distribution of the lateral thigh, usually unilaterally, and it's caused by entrapment or compression of that nerve somewhere along its route from L2-3, often caused by the inguinal ligament. It can be post-traumatic, or due to obesity, pregnancy, or scarring from previous surgery. But it can be due to prolonged compression from tight clothing, items in pockets, or certain jobs or sports requiring positions to be held for prolonged periods. You do also have to consider neuromas. Interestingly, there is a good page on this condition on DermNet, and they mention the skin changes associated with this condition, from scratch marks to lichen planus. In reading around this topic, it seems that ultrasound scans may be useful, so those of you skilled in POCUS might be able to let us know if this is something you would utilise POCUS for. But treatments are generally conservative. You rest, you lose some weight, and you address things that might be contributing to impingement, like tight clothing or sitting positions, and then it's physiotherapy, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and paracetamol. Some people advocate for steroidal injections, and of course there might be a role for surgery to release any impingement or address any other causes for compression. But our role in urgent care is to consider the diagnosis in patients who present with the correct symptoms, screen them for any concerning features like tumours or any concerning neurology, and then to provide adequate information and direct them onto their physio and back to their GP. Patient.info has a good advice sheet which is worth reading, as is the DermNet page. Both are linked in the show notes. If you have any comments, questions, corrections or suggestions, email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz. Now, I do realise it's been a little while since we've had a longer interview-type podcast. The recent COVID outbreak has got in the way a little bit, but I do have a couple of things lined up for which I hope we can get to in the near future. As always, though, if anyone would like to come on the podcast and talk about an area of interest or specialisation, then do please get in touch. This podcast aims to help direct you, the urgent care practitioner, in your ongoing professional development, to highlight conditions like neuralgia paresthetica that might have slipped your memory, to point out good education resources, and to also bring together specialists and experts to discuss conditions so that we can all learn and develop professionally. It can be tough to maintain CPD when life is busy, especially when clinics are increasingly busy with COVID, which in itself adds to the stresses and strains of your working day. And so the idea of engaging in medical education outside of a busy workday is not always palatable. That is why we look to keep these bites short and sweet, to prompt people to take a quick look at something, and then perhaps learn a little bit more in depth later when you have time. And hopefully all this is going on whilst you're driving the car or mowing the lawn. I think one of the features of being an urgent care clinician is recognising that we cannot know everything. And while there are many conditions we manage to completion, often we need to recognise when we require specialist advice or input in managing a condition. I think the best way to maintain this awareness is to always be inquisitive and not to expect to know everything, but just enough to ensure safe urgent care practice. Hopefully these bites help you in that regard. Now we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.